And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, Megan Stoner, the Executive Director of Memorial Opera House. And she's going to tell us about some of the things that have happened there and also what's coming up in the Opera House. Megan, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
See you, Megan.
Well, you've had some other nifty events up there. You know, we had you on last to talk about Echoes of Pompeii and things. So tell us about that. And then let's talk about what you have coming up theatrically.
Yes, we had the Echoes of Pompeii visit in April, which was magnificent. Amazing light show. Absolutely visually and audibly spectacular. It was pretty amazing to have that in our building. It felt very big time. Very cool.
Yeah, and speaking of which, you're upcoming, of course, again, we've talked about this in your previous interviews, about in May, they're going to start the really heavy-duty renovation of the place. Maybe remind our audience once again what's coming into the interior of that.
Yeah, so if any of you have been in our seats, which I hope you have, and if you haven't, please come visit. You will notice that our seats are quite old. They have been there a long time, very long time. And we are getting new ones. They're a bit wider to accommodate for our American booties. And they are beautiful. They're very comfortable. You'll also see our lobby is a lot bigger and a lot more accommodating. I know a lot of people like to come to the Opera House early before a show, you know, just to sort of soak it in and get in the ambiance. And now there will be a lot more space for people to be able to do that, get their, you know, get their drink or their snack before the show. And I'm really excited to see what the lobby is going to look like. And then maybe not so glamorous, but welcome for everyone is a much more regulated heating and air conditioning system.
Well, it's important.
You know, it's the behind the scenes things that make the biggest difference sometimes.
That's true. Well, you know, if you're not comfortable, you know, and look, you know, going back and renovating a facility is as old as that. That takes a lot of work and a lot different than like a new modern facility where they already have like forced air cooling and things like that. It's a different challenge. So,
yeah, different challenge for sure.
So how does the larger seats affect the amount of people you can seat? Has it reduced it?
Yeah, that is a great question. It has reduced it, not by a lot, by about 30 seats, but it has reduced it. So we still have balcony seats. We still have the loge seats. You know, none of that has changed. Just, you know, kind of spread things out just a tiny bit everywhere else. So
explain to our some non-theatrical people what loge seats are. I know, you know.
Yeah, loge seats are those really romantic seats that they show in the movies where the actor is like right up by the stage and that fancy seat like right next to the stage. It is very cool. You feel very important. And best of all, you get to see things really, really up close. It is the best seat in the house by far. It's wonderful.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about what you have coming up. It's a great musical that I see a lot of groups throughout the country are doing this, but Memorial Opera House is producing it. So tell us all about that.
It's beautiful, the Carole King story. Now, some of you listening may be saying, oh, yes, Carole King. I love Carole King. And the rest of you are saying, who's Carole King? Well, I promise the rest of you that you have heard of Carole King. If you've ever heard of Natural Woman, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Carole King wrote that. She has written so many top 10 hits over the course of, I believe, 5 decades. So what this musical does is it walks through her life. How did she get to where she is? And how did she impact so many people in the music and show business industry? So this musical is great for anybody who, number one, loves musicals. The songs in it are top notch. It is absolutely spectacular, the arrangements. But this is also a musical for people who love pop culture. People who love film, because so many of her songs have been put in films. If any of you are avid trivia goers, you know, you got your Tuesday night trivia, I guarantee this musical is going to seriously help you someday. You are going to go away and you're going to say, oh, I know when that was. I saw Beautiful, the Carole King story. So it's a really great musical. It's beautiful.
As the title says, yes. In fact, it's a Tony Award-winning, Grammy Award-winning musical. And, of course, she is one I didn't research before the show, but a whole slew of Grammys. A lot of the songs she also co-wrote. And You've Got a Friend. It's a whole one. So Far Away, Up on the Roof. And there's so many more, as well as Natural Woman. So it's a great...
And she just got her star in Hollywood not that long ago. So she's a heavy hitter.
And she's actually not a bad actress. She actually appeared for a while on Gilmore Girls as running a music shop. I mean, that was funny several years ago.
Perfect role.
I know. So, yeah. And then just remind us what's coming up after that theatrically.
Oh, theatrically, you're going to have to wait a while. You're going to have to wait until September for Memorial Opera House. But before that, we have our Penguin Project that will be opening in August. And they are performing High School Musical Junior. I cannot wait to tell you more about that. It's going to be so much fun, so bright, so colorful. They've been working on it since March. So everyone who's had a hand in it has worked incredibly hard. It's going to be an amazing production.
Excellent. So yeah. It's beautiful. The Carole King Musical opens April 25th, running through May 12th. And you can get tickets, of course, at where?
You can get tickets at our website, memorialoperahouse.com. Or you can check out our Facebook page, Instagram, or TikTok. And that will have direct links to tickets. Or if you're feeling friendly, you can just walk into our box office. That's at 104 Indiana Avenue in downtown Valparaiso. And we're open from 10 to 2, Tuesday to Friday.
Well, that's Megan Stoner, the Executive Director of Memorial Opera House. Thank you again for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Beautiful seeing you.
Thank you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.